We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. I hope that you are looking forward to a wonderful Thursday here in the Sunshine State, and you are listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs, right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. And let me just throw this out there. If you happen to miss a broadcast or want to go back and re-listen to a broadcast, don't forget to go to WMIEFM.com. You can scroll down to the bottom of the page. You'll see a lot of station sponsors there. On the bottom of the page, you can will see something that says listen live or listen on demand. If you click on the on demand portion, you can click on whatever day, whatever year that they have archived on there, and it will give you it'll say go to select date. And once you click that button, you can go to that select date. It'll show you about 4, 5, or 6 programs that they have archived from that day. And if you click on Refresh with Bob Arthurs, it will download to your computer, or you can download it to your computer, and you can start listening to that broadcast right there. And so if you listen to it and you want to go back and revisit it, that's how to do that. And pray that that will be a blessing to you. We do want to say thank you to Terizzi Auto Sales and Repair, 636-4910. They've been very good to us through the years, and we've sent some business their way as well. If you need your car worked on, or if you maybe need a new vehicle, you can give them a call, 636-4910. Ask for Joe or Michael. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast. I also want to give out a shout out to Barnhart Roofing, 543-0711, 543-0711. They've done work for us at the church as well as work on other churches in the area. They are a sponsor here at the radio station. And whenever I encounter, I walk my neighborhood, I see a roof that has been recently done on a house in the neighborhood, and I kind of scratch my head and say, why in the world did they do that to their roof? And so if you want to avoid a head-scratching moment, if you want someone who has done a marvelous job and had tremendous customer service, I encourage you to call Lewis Barnhart Roofing, 543-0711, and you can tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast as well. So I was thinking last night about our 65th anniversary service that we have coming up, June 10th and June 11th. Jerry Hill, the wife of the widow of Steve Hill, and she's the president of Together in the Harvest Ministries. She's going to be with us Saturday night at 6:30, Sunday morning at 10:30. And I was thinking, why, if I was listening, if I did not know who this person was, why would I make a special trip out to Merritt Assembly of God? Don't ask me why I think like this, but it's the way that I was trained in retail is you've got to explain the benefits and the features so that people can make an informed decision. And so Jerry Hill has a very anointed ministry, and so if you are looking for a fresh touch from God, you should come to our 65th anniversary service, June 10th and 11th. If you are a person who wants to know how to cope with the death of a child, you should come and hear Jerry Hill as she ministers at Merritt Assembly of God, June 10th and 11th. If you have lost a spouse of several decades, and you want to know if there's beauty in the days ahead, you should come and hear Jerry Hill as she ministers under the anointing of the Lord. If you have a troubled past, or if you have a child or a grandchild who is going through the fire right now and they're making some bad decisions, and you want to know if God's ever going to bring them through the valley, you need to come and hear Jerry Hill as she ministers at Merit Assembly of God June 10th and 11th. If you want a fresh touch from God, if you want to experience revival, if you want to be encouraged in the Lord, built up and equipped so that you can do the work of the ministry and you can find your place in the kingdom of God, I want to encourage you. There are a lot of reasons to come. If you are looking for God to save souls, if you want to be a better soul winner, listen, they have a school of evangelism that they offer on their website. And so if you want to be a better soul winner, you need to come to Merit Assembly of God June 10th and 11th. It's going to be 2 days that are well worth, or a night and a morning, that are well worth the investment that you can make. And so that's what I encourage you to do. Come and see what God is going to do. If you have a heart for the lost around the globe, she is going to be ministering for that. And so I encourage you to come and be a part of that. You might want to find out more about the School of Evangelism, or you might want to find out about the mentoring program that she offers. You can come June 10th and 11th, 6:30 p.m. on June the 10th, 10:30 of a morning on June the 11th, and find out what God has done through her, for her, and what he can do for you. Let's get to the word today, Isaiah chapter 63. We're not going to touch on all 19 verses, but as I have done with every new chapter that we have covered, I do want to read this for you so that you get the context of what is being said. Isaiah 63, verse number 1. Who is this who comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This one who is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Why is your apparel red and your garments like one who treads in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me. For I have trodden them in my anger and trampled them in my fury. Their blood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my robes, for the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed has come. I looked, but there was no one to help, and I wondered that there was no one to uphold. Therefore my own arm brought salvation for me, and my own fury it sustained me. I have trodden down the peoples in my anger, made them drunk in my fury, and brought down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed upon us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he bestowed on them according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not lie. So he became their Savior. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bore them and carried them all the days of old, but they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. So he turned himself against them as an enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he who put his Holy Spirit within them? Who led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them to make for himself an everlasting name. Who led them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness that they might not stumble. As a beast goes down into the valley and the Spirit of the Lord causes him to rest, so you lead your people to make yourself a glorious name. Look down from heaven and see from your habitation holy and glorious. Where are your zeal and your strength, the yearning of your heart and your mercies toward me? Are they restrained? Doubtless you are our father. Though Abraham was ignorant of us and Israel does not acknowledge us, You, O Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer from everlasting is your name. O Lord, why have you made us stray from your ways and hardened our heart from your fear? Return for your servant's sake. The tribes of your inheritance, your holy people, have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down your sanctuary. We have become like those of old, over whom you never ruled, those who were never called by your name. So let's begin looking at verse number one. It says, who is this who comes from Eden with dyed garments from Bozrah, this one who is glorious in his apparel? I want you to understand that when Jesus came the first time, he came in very humbling fashion, but when he comes again, he is going to come in the clouds of glory. He is going to come and he's going to be radiant. He's going to be in garment that is beyond description. He is going to be coming in such a manner. Let me read the description for you out of Revelation chapter 19, verse number 11. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, and followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's how he is dressed. By the way, I would like to point out to you that there is a balance to the aspect of God is love. It describes here that when he comes this time, he is coming and he's dealing with the enemies of God's people. He's dealing with them in anger. He's dealing with them in fury, not an unjustified anger, not an out of control fury, but a righteous indignation. He is coming to deal with those things that are incompatible with his kingdom and with his reign. That's what he's dealing with. There are things that this world has to offer that the body of Christ, the kingdom of heaven, are not compatible with. They're allergic to one another. The spirit and the flesh, they war against one another. And so God says, I'm coming, and I'm coming in glorious apparel. I'm coming dressed as the sovereign, as the King of Kings, and I'm traveling in the greatness of my strength. I'm traveling in the greatness of my strength. I want to ask you today, how do you perceive the strength of God? Do you perceive him as just running around frantically trying to amass a certain amount of strength to be able to withstand the attacks of the enemy? You see, we're one of those weird households. We happen to be fans of Star Wars and Star Trek both. I know that that's, you're supposed to be one or the other, but we're both. I was watching, I grew up watching Star Trek. It was what I studied too when I was in high school, out in the Midwest. I was in the Central Time Zone. My dad had to get up early to work, and so they would retreat, and I would stay up and I would watch reruns of Star Trek. And if you've watched any of the battle scenes from any of the Star Trek series, you'd find our shields are down to 80%, down to 60%, down to 30%, down to 10%. The shields in this portion have completely failed. And I think a lot of times that we approach God with that same type of understanding that the devil is launching such a furious assault that God's strength is being diminished day after day after day. And I want you to understand that that is not the way that God operates. He is the omnipotent God. It's a fancy word that says he is the all-powerful, inexhaustible in strength God. Today, he is just as strong as he has ever been or ever will be. He is the omnipotent God. The Lord God omnipotent reigns. And when he travels, when he comes to your defense and to my defense, and we'll talk about some of the other things that he does. When he travels, he comes in his strength. When you cry out to him, he comes in his strength. He does not come as a silent observer. He does not come as one who is just investigating to find out if it merits his attention or not. God comes in glorious apparel, and he travels in the greatness of his strength. No matter what you are dealing with today, physically, no matter what you are dealing with today financially or relationally, no matter how bleak the job situation looks, I want you to know that when you cry out to God and invite him into that situation, he comes in the greatness of his strength. God is not intimidated by the size of your problem. He is not intimidated by the duration of your problem. He comes in the greatness of his strength. When he comes in Revelation, he speaks the word and it goes out of his mouth as a sword to strike the nations. I don't know how strong you have to be to literally decimate and annihilate those forces that rise up in opposition to you. But God doesn't even have to lift his little finger. He speaks with authority and he speaks with power that the enemies cannot withstand. The Bible describes the mountains flee before the sound of his voice. The islands disappear at the sound of his voice. The only thing that I can think of is if you've ever been in a room. I happened to be taking a group of kids probably 10 to 15 years ago to youth convention. So I was already old. I was already, over 40 when I was taking these kids to youth convention. And I will never forget Michael Tate of DC Talk was, he had his own band, and they were doing the after the convention concert. And two things about that night stand out. One was the drummer that was up there. I never saw a drummer have as much fun as that guy was that night. It was absolutely fascinating. The second thing that I noticed was that when I looked down at my shirt, that the volume in the room was so loud that whenever the drummer did hit the drum, my shirt was vibrating on my chest. I could look down and I could see it vibrating just from the sound of the music. And so I moved all the way back into the back of the room, and it was still loud. I put my hand over my heart to try and make sure that there was not any disruption that was going on. It was the loudest a concert I had ever been in my life. It was so loud that it was impacting things that I had never heard volume impact. I'd been in concerts where it'd been loud and my ears rang a little bit when I was younger, but this was so loud it was impacting the environment. My son has a video where he's got a camera that is mounted in the bass in a room was so loud that you could see the video, or the camera was shaking. And the thing about it was, they weren't even on the same level. They were at an elevated level. And so I want you to know that God travels in the greatness of his strength, and he doesn't come to remain silent. It goes on and says in verse number one, I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. God speaks. He speaks from authority. He speaks in power. He speaks in truth. You see, truth is never, never victimized by a lie. There may be people who believe the lie. There may be some negative repercussions from the level of man, but when you have embraced the truth, you will never suffer negative consequences from the hand of the Father. And when he speaks, he doesn't speak manipulative. He speaks from authority. He speaks from truth, so much so that the angels of heaven describe that he is righteous and just and true in all of his decrees, in all of his actions. In fact, I am so persuaded that every eye is going to see, every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that even those who have not lived for him, when they are removed from his presence for all of eternity, and death, hell, and the grave are thrown into the lake of fire, and those who have rejected Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior are removed forever from his presence, that as they are fleeing his presence, as they are being removed from his presence, they will describe that he is righteous in doing so. I who speak in righteousness. You see, God doesn't speculate. God doesn't exaggerate. He speaks in righteousness, and he is mighty to save. No matter what background you came from, I want you to know that he is mighty to save. There's a song, and sometimes I'm a little slow to the party. My kids had sung this song so much at college that they would say, please, can we sing a different song? Because they were singing it so much. We had a guest speaker a few weeks ago, and it was kind of hard because he was talking about some of these classic Christian songs, and I remember when they came out, when they were brand new. But then again, I can remember when Bill Gaither came out with Because He Lives, and it was brand new. I remember that as well. So I'm a little older than what I care to admit in my own mind. But he is mighty to save. He can break the strongholds. It doesn't matter how long you've been held captive. It doesn't matter how fortified the stronghold is. God is able to come, and he is able to save. And so that song I was talking about was Jesus Mighty to Save. And I remember hearing that when I called an evangelist, and he had as his hold music, because he travels around, sometimes they have to find where he's at. And it says, please hold while your customer is located. And on his phone came this song, I am mighty to save, mighty to save. And it's a Hillsong song, and you don't want me to sing anymore. So I almost wanted to call him just so that I could hear his hold music and say, hey, can I call you back and you not answer the phone? Just let that song play, because wherever you are, no matter how hopeless the situation is today, I want you to know that God is come. He is dressed gloriously. He is dressed triumphantly. He is traveling in his strength. He speaks in righteousness, and he has come, and he is mighty to save. If you go on down into verses 3 and verse 4 and verse 5, you will find that there are four cases where it says this, I have trodden the winepress alone. That's number one. And from the peoples, no one was with me. That's the second declaration. Down in verse number 4, for the day of my vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed has come. I looked, this is verse 5, but there was no one to help. That's 3. And I wondered that there was no one to uphold. That's the fourth mention. Therefore, my own arm brought salvation for me, and my own fury, it sustained me. And so in four different instances, four different statements there, it says that God has acted when there was no one else to partner with him. When he could not find an ally, he acted anyway. When there was no person that was willing to operate with him, he acted anyway. When he began to search and he couldn't find anyone to help, he said, I'm going to act anyway. When he was a little curious in his mind that there was no one there to uphold, therefore his own arm brought salvation for him. In my own fury, it sustained me today. I want you to know today that if the only person that you have to cry out to, the only person that you can call upon, is the name of the Lord God, I want you to know that he is sufficient for the task. And if he comes to your rescue, he's coming gloriously, he's coming in strength, he's coming in greatness, he is coming to speak as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's going to be an authoritative decree issued on your behalf. And listen, he's not looking to man to sustain him. He said, I can sustain my own self. You see, when God is looking for a partner, he is not looking for us to strengthen his cause. He is just looking for us to have the privilege of partner with him and watch as he brings about the victory. What are you going through today? What are you going through? Do you feel that you are overwhelmed or you're inadequate for the task? I just want you to know today that if you are feeling overwhelmed, that Jesus is mighty to save. Mighty to save. And so don't be discouraged. If people have turned you down, don't be discouraged. Just lift up your eyes. Look to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Fix your eyes on Jesus, because he is the author and he is the perfecter of your faith, the finisher of your faith. He's every step in between. He's Lord over that process. How about a fresh testimony today? Wouldn't it be great if when next time we came to church, everybody had a fresh testimony that said, hey, I was overwhelmed by a circumstance, but I cried out to God and he came to my rescue. He spoke to my need. He showed off his strength and the enemy was defeated. Great is our God. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you. We want to thank you that you are coming in strength. God, that your strength is more than enough. I pray, God, that you would address every situation, every problem that is overwhelming your people today, and may you and you alone receive the glory. God bless you. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.